First, the nature of baptism. What is baptism? Which is that word of God?
Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Matthew, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit."
Infant baptism is a perennial problem for many Americans, surrounded as we are by the Baptists, the Church of Christ, non-denominationals, and Pentecostals who won't baptize babies. But we say in the Large Catechism, how baptism is to be maintained and defended against heretics and sectarians, we shall leave to the learned. We also say there that the simple dismiss this question of infant baptism from their minds and refer it to the learned. I've concluded, however, that all of our questions, confusion, and doubts about baptism come down to the fact that God promises baptism is not simple water only, but we don't believe it. We say we believe it is not simply common water, it's nothing else than a divine water. And we say that it is sheer wickedness and devilish blasphemy when new spirits and order to slander baptism ignore God's word and ordinance and look upon it as water which is taken from the well. Not us. With Luther, we say the water which is poured in baptism is not the water given by God as the Creator, but given by God the Savior. Baptism is not just plain water, the 91 Catechism says. Not simple water only, the 1943 Catechism says. But saying it one way or another is not the problem. Believing it at all is. We explain why we believe baptism isn't just plain water by saying that it is the water included in God's command and combined with God's Word. God's Word that created all things out of nothing. God's Word that speaks to the dead and they live. God's Word that speaks to the blind and they see, the deaf and they hear, the lame and they're whole. God's Word speaks in baptism. Therefore, you can't praise baptism too highly. You can say, as we confess in the Large Catechism, that baptism is a divine, heavenly, holy, blessed water. Praise it in any other terms you can. No one can sufficiently extol it, for it contains and conveys all the fullness of God. You probably have your birth certificate, your social security card, a will, and a car title, all words of men, someplace safe. They're legally important. You might have a letter from your spouse, a card from your child, a note from your parent, all words of men, saved because they're precious to you. Spoken words can be precious too, but they are preserved inside of you only. Something on paper is outside of you, and that testifies back to you. So baptism is God's word of promise joined to water, water that you can see, touch, and feel outside of you. Baptism tells you that you, a lost and condemned creature, have been placed into the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. You who are in the outer darkness have been placed inside God's family. God promises. Baptism is not just plain water. Believe it. Believe that while any water will do, not any word will. Here, confessional Lutherans stand between Catholics and Protestants. We reject the Catholic teaching, which says that God has joined to this water a spiritual power which, through the water, washes away sin. And we reject the other side, those who teach that baptism washes away sin through the assistance of the divine will, as if the washing takes place through God's will and not at all through the word and the water. We stand with Augustine, who spoke before there was a Catholic Church and 1,100 years before there were Protestants. He says, "It is the word which cleanses also in the water. Remove the word, and what is the water other than mere water? Join the word to the element, and then the sacrament is effected. This too is, as it were, a visible word. Any water, hard, soft, dirty, clean, tap, bottle, river, or lake is fine. But not any word will do. There's a Pentecostal group that baptizes only in Jesus' name. Feminist pastors are baptizing in the name of the Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier to avoid saying those horrid words, Father and Son. These are not valid baptisms because the word God commanded us to use is not. Then you have the Mormons, the Jehovah's Witnesses, and the Unitarians. These all use the words Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in baptizing, but they deny the content of those words, the triune God. So these baptisms aren't valid either. Yours is. Your baptism is not simple water. It's water used as God the Son commanded in connection with His Word. We confess in baptism part 3 that without God's Word, the water is plain water and no baptism. Without God's Word is just an outward washing, wiping, cleaning. But we go on to say, with the Word of God, it is a life-giving water, rich in grace, and a washing of the new birth by the Holy Spirit. How we would use baptism, how would we praise it, how would we rely on it, how would we rejoice in it, how would we live in it if it took years off of our bodies, smoothed out wrinkles, removed age spots? How we would tell everybody about baptism if it imparted physical strength or beauty? How we would thank God for baptism if it protected us from germs, disease, or even poison ivy. But it does none of these. The baptized wrinkle, age, weaken, sicken, itch, and die. Nope, baptism doesn't link to my physical life. It only gives me eternal life. Baptism isn't rich in physical strength, but in God's grace. Baptism doesn't wash away physical danger, but washes me into a new birth. So move along. Nothing to see here but a man who's living forever, a man whose God's grace is constantly washing over, a man who has been reborn into the realm of angels, archangels, and all the company of heaven. We baptize because after Jesus fulfilled all of God's laws and paid for the sins of the world, He commanded us to use water to place people into that forgiveness He won on Good Friday. But not for nothing was Christ baptized at the beginning of His ministry. His baptism leads directly to ours. Here's what we confess about this in our confessions. Do you think it was a joke that the heavens opened when Christ allowed Himself to be baptized, that the Holy Spirit descended visibly, and that the divine glory and majesty were manifested everywhere? Like Olivia Newton-John says, Luther gets physical, and that's good. God joins His name to physical water to apply it to physical bodies to give to them what His Son won for them with His physical body and blood. Luther says that God used the baptism of His beloved child, our Lord Jesus Christ, to sanctify and set aside the Jordan and all water for the blessed flood and rich action of washing sins away. This direct physical connection between the water that touched the holy body of Jesus in the Jordan River and the baptismal water that touches your body goes back to the 5th century. This is a statement attributed to Chrysostom. Quote, He, Jesus, condescended to be baptized, not that His sins needed to be put aside, for He alone committed no sin, but that He should sanctify the waters of baptism so that one could trust that sins are washed away. The waters of baptism would never be able to wash away sins merely by believing, unless the waters have been sanctified by the Lord's body touching them. Baptism, you see, then, is not a trifling matter. We confess in the Large Catechism, it is of the greatest importance that we regard baptism as excellent, glorious, and exalted. It is the chief cause of our contentions and battles because the world now is full of sects who claim that baptism is an external thing and that external things are of no use. What God institutes and commands cannot be useless. It is a most precious thing, even though to all appearances it may not be worth a straw. God's word makes baptism more than simple water. It makes it his water, to do what he promises, to forgive, to grace, to rebirth, to eternally save. What God says about baptism is, what God says about baptism is to do for baptism what Marty Robbins did in his 1959 version of Cool Water. He's a cowboy riding a mule through barren wastes without the taste of water, with throats burned dry and souls that cry for water, cool, clear water. Go ahead, listen to that song. Thirsty or not, when hearing that song, you too will thirst for cool, clear water. God's word promises that the miracles you're thirsting for are found for you in the waters of your baptism. They say that millennials thirst for community. Well, in your baptism is the whole communion of saints. You're baptized into the very body of Christ, into the family of God. Merry Christmas from the family. If you're sick, aging, dying, or bone dry, thirsty for life, here in baptismal water is the miracle of healthy, everlasting life promised to you in God's name for Jesus' sake through the Holy Spirit's regenerating. Every Christmas story that has another chance, a new start, a changed person, is at best a pale reflection, and at worst, it's a parody of the miracle God promises in baptism. It's time to believe in miracles. Miracles that God has promised in your baptism. It's time to stop looking down at your baptismal waters as Naaman did the waters of the Jordan. Do you have a sense of your sinfulness, of blemishes, blood, dust, and mud that cover you because of your sinfulness? From the promise in Titus 3, that baptism is the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, which is generously poured out on you in baptism, you are to see that scene in the movie where the filthy, bloody, battered person stands in the shower. The camera shows the blood, the dust, and the mud carried away by the water running off the person's feet and going down into the drain, never to be seen again. Miraculous cleaning, divine washing is promised to you in baptism because baptism is not simple water only. It washes sins away a person was sure could not be removed. It removes stains of a lifetime. Your Naaman just stepped out of the Jordan with leprous flesh restored like a child. You're the man born blind who washed and saw. In baptism, God gives not just second chances, but a whole new life. You know those stories from the gold rush in California or the Klondike, where men, women, families were ruined in search of the gold in the hills waiting for them there? Did you know there is more gold dissolved in the ocean than has ever been dug from them hills? In fact, there is about 180 times more. Because God promises that baptism is not simple water only, there is more forgiveness, more life, and more heaven itself in the water you were baptized with than in the hearts of all the men, in the medicine of all the men, than in the pleasures of all the earth. Take this gold, not to the bank, but into the heart and out into life. Amen. We continue now with the offering.